Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you are top shelf.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suis sans sac de vie.
Oh, spiders!
So some tiny child woke me up screaming my name at 5:45 this morning.
Yeah, right around then.
And then I was able to make it back to sleep 2 hours later. And she sang Twinkle Twinkle outside of my door for,
oh my God,
15 minutes.
Oh,
to try and get her to wake up again later.
Preciousness. How can you not, right? So Maggie real tired, huh? Because the love of her life is there and woke her up at 6 a.m.
Well, but I had been up since 4:45 dealing with it, and I did not get back to sleep. So that's what I'm at, yeah.
Since COVID, we've kind of let Catherine just stay up a little later than we normally want to. Guys, she's been sleeping until like 9 a.m. It's like a goddamn miracle. But like, too bad we're still up at like 7 working.
But you know, then you can get some work done.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. For once.
Yeah, she's real good. She's real good and self-sufficient during the day up till about 3 p.m. And then like this shit kind of hits the fan.
I wish.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very blessed. Very blessed to have like a 6-year-old who can like take care of herself. Because I feel the pain, Joseph. Like I know exactly. I remember too. And I have friends with like 18-month and a 3-year-old and like a 3 and a 5-year-old. And they're all trying to work from home with these toddlers. And I'm just like, I hear you. I sympathize with you. I am glad it is not me.
So we didn't actually say to the listeners that Joseph is here.
Joseph's here! Woo!
Joseph's here.
Hi, I'm here. You may remember me from some great hits like Getting Drunk with Shannon and Maggie in 2018.
You had a babo.
Oh, right, that one.
Oh, yeah.
PenguinCon 2017, PenguinCon 2016, PenguinCon 2015. I actually think that's the only time I've ever been on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yeah. This is fun. I'm excited.
You're on every show,
laughing
at the end of the intro.
Oh, yeah. Man. I love laughing at you guys. I really do.
Good. There's literally nothing to laugh at today.
Yay. Yay, world. What did Trayvon say during our PenguinCon? He was like, listening to you girls is like listening to a reality show about women who live in the Midwest.
That's so true.
I'm like, that is really awesome. I love it. I love it. It's so hard.
Real Housewives of Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
We made amazing video for our cousin Steve's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, for your birthday, I got you civil unrest.
For your birthday, I got you a global pandemic.
Oh, you guys are so thoughtful. Yeah. How about plague? Do we get locusts next? I heard there was rumblings.
Yeah, we said murder hornets. That was one of the things we got him.
I heard there was a few earthquakes in Yellowstone. Woo!
Let's get the super volcano to go in Yellowstone this year. I feel like it's time. Let's just destroy a third of the continental U.S.
It is time.
Time for an early event. It has been for quite some time.
One of my favorite tweets of today, I guess I'm doing internet thing of the day right now. We'll do something funny later. It was like, congratulations, Donald Trump. You reenacted the pandemic of 1918, the Great Depression of 1929, and the race riots of 1968 in a matter of months.
He's such an overachiever. I love it. Like, knock them all out. All his greatest hits, knock them out at once.
That is a word for that, overachiever. That's a word for it. Yeah, yeah. Good choice.
Yeah, it is. It's a great choice.
I do love that the governors are like, you cray, and you're not allowed to send the military into our states. Go fuck yourself.
I mean, the governors have really been stepping up a lot since the pandemic, you know, mm-hmm. since there was no nationalized response to that. And then, of course, the national response to legitimate protests was let's kill them with bullets.
Yeah. It was just like so upset and perplexed at the orders that are being given to the police for this curfew management, which is pretty much shoot everyone. And like to hear multiple stories of EMT tents being gunned down.
Or tear gas being thrown into the EMT
tent. Yeah, was just like so appalling and upsetting. I'm like, I legit have no words at this point. So. Yeah.
Have you noticed I have not posted on Facebook in many days?
Yeah.
I'm at a loss for words. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I have anything valuable to add to any conversations, and that like, even if I did have things, I don't know how to say them.
Yeah. So. I decided to push the envelope. Like, I'm tired of being silent. I'm tired of not saying what I want to on social media platforms, and I'm just going out to it. And like, I even put on my TikTok today, I was like, I'm 42 years old and I have zero fucks to give. Yeah. And if you need, I am your ally, you have my support, you know, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ+, like, you need it, you got it. I have your back, you know, something like that. And of course, like, the first time I get a comment on a TikTok, guess what it fucking was?
All lives matter.
Trump 2020. Wow. I was like, delete. Delete.
Okay, here is also Issa Rae's tweet. I love her. She's the star of Insecure, right? Mm-hmm. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. So she wrote, your raggedy white supremacist president and his cowardly enablers would rather kill everybody than stop killing Black people.
Yep.
Whoop, there it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to use my platform, and I see the same people liking and commenting, and I also see who's not liking and commenting. So... today I did, instead of doing a blackout, which was weird to me, it seems counterproductive at this point, I decided to highlight Kelly's daughter and all her artwork.
I loved that.
Yeah, so every hour I've been like posting one of her paintings. Actually, it's probably time for like my last one of the day. And like in between I posted a few, you know, things. One was my friend. She's not really a friend. I think she joined Pure Romance for a hot second, so that's how I know her. Okay. She legally changed her name so she would stop being harassed by the police. She had a very long Middle Eastern name, and she said every single time she was pulled over and they looked at her license, they would pull her out of the car.
Abdullah Assad Nasir.
Yeah.
It was something very close to that.
Yeah.
So guess... And I asked her if I could share. She said, yes, of course. And then she did end up commenting on my share. And she was like, ironically, every time I've gotten pulled over since changing my name to Robinson, I've never been yanked out of the car. So that's the world we live in. And that's the world we have been living in. And
it is.
That's the world we've all been trying to shake for the last, 50, 70 years. 400 years, you know, actively trying to shake since the 50s.
Right.
And it's still like, no, no, no. I'm putting my boot back on your throat because I like it where it is.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some positive things. All yes. right.
Positive things.
So,
post my last picture.
Michael Brown was murdered by a cop and there were protests. It was overwhelmingly minorities, mm-hmm. and not a lot of white allyship or white, you know, like somebody said that they preferred a word other than allyship. I don't remember what it was. So I was trying to think of what that was, but I don't remember. But there was not a lot of like support from white communities, mm-hmm. in the same way that I'm seeing that now. And so like, 99.9% of everything is a shit show, and I support the protesters 100%. And also, like, that 0.1% of, like, look at how many more people are supporting this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a good thing. Like, that is worth noticing. Do you disagree with me?
You're no, I face. Can, I'm hearing you. I'm nodding. I'm agreeing.
Okay.
I'm thinking really hard.
So, you know, like, that is something that I have noticed by, like, looking at the videos that I've seen of protests and, like, looking at just, like, the people who are trying to lift up voices, that, like, I feel hopeful that people have heard minority voices and are listening to them and are listening for what they're asking for and are doing that.
Can I just jump on that real quick?
Tell me.
So, way before any of this started, I this might have even been back before Trump won the presidency. I was talking to my friend Ernest, and Ernest is a 6'4", 280-pound black dude. I mean, he is built like a linebacker. Yeah. And he is targeted by police
all the time,
frequently. And I said, you know, in the digital space, what should I do? Because, like, we'd had conversations in the past about, you know, what to do in real space. He said, just follow black people on Twitter, follow them on Instagram, like, retweet the tweets, hear their stories, listen to their lives, and if they're, like, artists or creators, like, their shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is it really that simple? And he's like,
it is.
It's really that simple, because then you know them, and when you know someone, it's really hard to hate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my TikTok is, like, gay black TikTok. Like, that's what I'm on. Sometimes they're gay and black, or they're gay or black. Like, but that's my TikTok. So, yeah. Sometimes they're gay and black.
My favorite TikTok is still from that trans man. I think about it sometimes and it makes me laugh.
He did a dance with his buddy, and we need to duet it, because those moves are our jam, and so was that song, and I think we can bang it out real good.
Okay.
So
I'm open to this.
I think it'd be fun.
So that he's someone you follow?
I did follow him. I did follow him after you were like, you have to follow my boyfriend. I was like, okay.
Yes. He is.
So I have a black bear I follow too. He's real funny. He does a lot of voiceovers, a lot of cute ones. So he's real good. Real good looking. I've gotten real gay since being on TikTok. I can't decide if I'm bi or pan at this point. So, because everyone real hot and real nice. So. Especially that one cute boy who used to be a girl but is now like, hey.
So mischievous,
right? Oh yeah, I sent you him, right? Like with the eyes. I'm like,
oh. Yeah,
my panties real wet for him. He's like old enough to be I'm old enough to be his mom, like, legit. So
right. I also real quick want to tell everybody there's a reason we didn't have an episode last week, and that reason was I lost power at my house.
Yes.
So there was a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
The thunderstorm didn't even it didn't even rain here. I just heard thunder in the distance and the sky was green, but mm-hmm. like it didn't even rain here and we lost power. So that was why you guys were contentless, which is sad also, because last week would have been fun, and this week is just a bummer because everything is terrible.
See what happens when we don't record? Like, the world just goes to shit, Maggie. I mean, it's all our fault. It's all our fault.
It's really messed it up.
We done fucked up, yo.
I will say this May is the most May content we've ever put out. Because usually, but it's like it used to be. It's usually finals.
Oh yeah.
And so, like, both of us usually end up missing a week or two in May, and so I think we had like a legit 4 episodes this May, which is odd. Usually, we only end up with 2.
Impressive. So
it is impressive. Whatever. So welcome to June.
It was a holiday weekend. Fuckers. Fuck you.
Welcome to Jumanji level 24.
Oh my god. No.
Whoever is playing Jumanji needs to end that fucking
end it. They found a bunch of sarcophaguses a few months ago, and then like someone opened a cave. Yeah, they opened the sarcophagus, and someone found a cave that had like some sort of like 33 different species of like 3 million year old animals, and people are like, "Shut that shit up." So, yeah.
Also, in the 0.1% of not everything sucking, is that the response has been countrywide, not just localized. That is also something to.
It's been worldwide, actually. Yeah. It's been worldwide. There have been massive protests worldwide, all across Europe and the Middle East.
Brutality is an issue around the world.
It's almost like
that. No. To paraphrase Marky Mark, what? No.
Did you see the video of the Flint police sheriff? Did you see that?
I saw pictures of that. What I saw was very positive. Is that what you were going to show?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So I saw the video of him being like, okay, like, we're here. We support you. What can we do to support you? And the crowd, I'm going to start crying. The crowd starts chanting, march with us, march with us. And he's like, okay, let's go.
Let's do it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I feel like, I don't think the police marched with the Ann Arbor Ipsy protests, but they lined the streets in their cars and allowed it to happen peacefully. They didn't stop anyone from blocking traffic. They didn't stop them from going on the highway. So I was like, well, either they're really supportive or someone filled out the correct paperwork to have a good protest.
I hate that that's a thing.
Right.
This place.
But yeah, the Flint pictures and stories were just amazing. And I was so I was very relieved. To see that go so positively. So I wish Grand Rapids had gone a little better. I was actually very surprised Grand Rapids even had a protest. I was like, why all the white conservative people like allowing a protest? So I thought that was weird. Especially they have a super nasty history of police brutality in Grand Rapids. Good that they did have a protest, and they had a very peaceful daytime protest till the instigators came in at night and fucked everything up. So anyway,
there's a noise, and I can't tell if it's my cat or his child.
Oh, are you gonna go check?
Yeah,
that's cool. Shannon and I can keep each other company.
Yeah, I was like, my cat just made a noise behind me, so I don't know if that's what it was. Could have been.
Oh man, so. You know, this has been hell. And right before I came on this trip to visit, my phone shattered and my computer broke.
Oh,
so literally everything that I do, like my job, my personal life, all of this, just unfortunately my amazing wife was able to just be like, nope, we got the insurance and the warranty on the phone. It's at the store. We'll go pick it up before you leave.
Oh, I'll good.
Computer before you get back. I'm amazing. I've got this. Peace. I'm outie.
Aww.
My cat was also crying, and my dad fed him food.
Oh, okay. My cat was crying also, so I was like, oh, maybe they heard my cat. Yeah, I was going to say, do you need, like, a donation from the Frank Wilhelm Memorial Fund? Because... Shannon real flush right now.
we already got it for the NAACP. That was really nice. Mm-hmm. So we did one day gish over mm-hmm. the weekend.
Yeah,
apparently like Misha and crew stayed up most of the night before to rework a ton of shit so that it was very like
present,
very racially justice focused.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, so, you know, and they had planned some like Zoom calls to like learn how to yodel. And he was like, instead of that, we're going to do a panel on race. So
yeah, it was very cool.
It was very cool.
I wish I hadn't been
like preoccupied that day with other stuff to focus more on it and take part in some of the things. So,
well, you know, you were doing it to do fun stuff with your child, and that is also a legitimate thing, you know, like you can't stop parenting your child just because the world is falling apart. Like, children still need to be fed and clothed and taken care of. Yeah, all of those things.
You have to, I guess some parents that's necessary. So,
so, you know, your goal was different, but I always, Joseph will tell you this, I always run our fundraiser for our GISH team. Mm-hmm. And so the fundraiser this time was for the NAACP Legal and Education Fund. So that was a good thing. We reached our goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
GISH raised like $120,000. Mm-hmm. So
that'll be a nice check for them to hand over to them. So lots of bail money to pay right now. Cause like
lawyer
even fees. Like EMTs are getting arrested and have to show up to court. So it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, so
let's arrest all of the health workers, and also during a pandemic that is spread by coughing, let's use tear gas. Mm-hmm. This is a sensible thing for us to do.
I turned on the television the other night and it was Queer Eye. No, this is...
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was Family Feud Celebrity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
OG Queer Eye.
And you guys, was it delightful?
It was delightful. And then there was, I don't know, probably 7 straight minutes of commercials. And then as soon as the show came back, they interrupted it to show the cops tear gassing protesters in Detroit. And I just started crying. Like, I don't want to fucking watch that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I find it to be a difficult balance of like bearing witness to horrors and being like, I see this and I see you, and also not like
participating physically
or glorifying though. Like, right. Like I try and never watch the videos of where black men die, you know, like I just don't watch them. They exist to hold people to account, and that is a good thing. And I don't need to watch that to know that it's real.
Yeah.
So like that balance of like, yeah, bearing witness and hearing stories and like being an ally in that way. And then also not being like, ooh, look at this gory shit. This is entertainment. Because it's not. It's fucking not.
I did watch George's video, and I think his might have been the... maybe the only one I might have watched in the last 10 years. I tend not to watch them either because it's just like, yeah, it happened, it sucked, and fuck, you know, and just like, just hearing him and his words, like, just really, really hit me hard. So I'm just like, I think we're all done. We're all done with this bullshit. All of us. Except for the assholes who think it's okay. Like, fuck them. I'm going to start cutting bitches too. So
there was a Snapchat, like TikTok thing, the George Floyd challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope all those fuckers get expelled from high school and lose their college shit. There was one where the kids were like seniors of high school working for their dad's landscaping company, cost his dad's company business. His dad fired them.
Good.
Publicly fired them and was like, my son doesn't reflect the values of my company. And people are like, wow, I hope his whatever college he's going to, I hope they see it. And
yeah, that has happened him. That like yep. that has happened. Yep. I saw that on black people Twitter on Reddit, where this woman was like, all of these white folks, all these white kids who got caught saying racist shit and got their college admissions revoked. This is my favorite song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. I don't know how often it happens at U of M, but I know that it does indeed happen. So usually very publicly with larger institutions like Harvard, Yale, that's already steaming with white privilege. It's like, oh, no, we already have enough white assholes. Thank you. You're declined.
Yeah.
You know?
We will tolerate this much racism. You stepped over that line.
Yep, sorry. We don't need you or your money or whatever. So what else don't was care good? What
you believe, but you made us look bad.
Yeah.
How dare you?
There it is. There it is.
I was going to share something positive, and of course now I have forgotten it.
There's nothing positive. Everything's trash.
Oh, the mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, has been fighting with the state of Alabama for years to get a Confederate memorial, like obelisk, taken out of his city. And so this week, of course, that's where all the protests were happening in Birmingham, Alabama. And the citizens tried to take the obelisk down themselves. And the mayor stepped in and was like, you know what? Let me do this for you. And within 24 hours, he had a crane and a construction crew there, and they tore that fucker down. And then they had to set up a GoFundMe account for the city because they will now be sued by the state. Because it's a historical landmark.
Oh, fuck that landmark.
Yep, fuck that landmark. And that's what the mayor said. He's like, fuck that landmark. I'm taking it down. It's more important for my people to be at peace than to glorify the Civil War. It was real heavy, too. Like, the first two pieces came off real easy, and then that base was, like, real hard. Like, anyway. So he will face legal action, and he said it in his story, I am fully prepared to take ownership of this action. I stand by it, and I am ready to take the consequences. So I was like, good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you, privileged white man. Thank you.
It's like Dumbledore saying, like, we must choose between doing what is right and doing what is easy. We are living that right now.
Yeah.
More than previously, I think, in my life. Mm-hmm. We have to choose between doing what is right and doing what is easy.
Mm-hmm. I told Scott, I'm like, I'm going to start doing a lot of things you're probably not going to like on Twitter. Well, not on Twitter, on Facebook and shit. So he thought I was kidding, by the way, of the 100 flags I bought to put in our yard for Pride Month.
I love that you bought a million flags.
I was like, so honey, the flags are arriving Thursday. Where do you want me to put them in the lawn? Like, as close to the road as I can, or a little bit back so you can mow? And he looked at me, he's like, I thought you were just putting your flag on the door again. I'm like, no, I bought a million little flags to stick in the yard. He was like, I don't want a million little flags stuck in the yard. I was like, too bad. I bought a million little flags to stick in the yard. I'm doing it.
You should have stopped me when I told you the first time.
I also pondered putting like a great big Black Lives Matter sign in my yard too, because I have lots of cardboard in my house. And yard stakes. So I got supplies. We'll see. So we'll see how much the conservatives in my county love seeing all of that on my main road driveway.
So. They're going to hate you and hope that you die. Because that's a thing.
If you're lucky, they'll egg your house. If you're unlucky, they'll arson your house.
Well, I got insurance, so.
Last week I was planning on talking about the way people were discussing Whitmer. As like, we probably did just content warning this whole thing, trigger warning this whole episode.
Yeah.
So, people in the horrible, like, Stand Up Michigan group were calling her Stretch and Gretchen because she likes anal sex so much, she's so blown out, and they really wanted to anally rape her with sandpaper.
That's pleasant. That's
Those are wild words.
Those are words they said.
Mm-hmm. And I was telling that to my, and then I saw on one of my friends' pages where someone was like, she is the worst governor we have ever had. And I was like, worse than the guy who poisoned a city? Worse than the guy who defunded education for 12 years?
To be fair, the person who made that claim wasn't educated enough to know how stupid it sounded, because education's been defunded for the last decade.
It's been defunded for the last 20 years, Joseph. He was.
Well, sure.
Engler was governor when they were children. Yeah. Yeah, so I was just like, she just wants you to live.
Yeah.
Shit was pure greed.
Yeah.
Poisoning Flint was complete greed. Defunding education was complete greed. Gretchen just wants you to live. She wants you to survive and thrive.
Yeah, I think she's done a good job. I mean, there's still people pissed that state's open, but I still can't get my fucking haircut. And I'm about to say goodbye to those people on Facebook, too.
I'm real tired of them.
And one I really don't want to say goodbye to, but I think I'm just going to be like, sorry. I'm sorry. Your views are too conservative for me, and I don't agree with what you're saying, and I don't think I can move past it. And I think it's okay to do that. I know people are like, don't let politics get in the way, but I'm like, no, they need to. It's time to stop enabling this bullshit and cut people off, man. I don't care if you're my mom or my dad or my uncle or my fucking aunt. Like, fuck off. Fuck off. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
No.
And if you're going to be a racist dick, bye-bye, because I don't want my daughter around it.
I mean, those people went from asking me to stay home for public health is tyranny to please respect the curfew and cops can do whatever the fuck they want real fast. Mm-hmm. In a matter of hours, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, asking me to stay home is tyranny. Cops can try to kill you and that's fine. That was very quick.
The comment I saw that, like, I felt like really captured that, it was a white man screaming, I can't breathe, because he had a face mask on next to George Floyd.
Someone getting choked out. Yeah.
I mean,
I can't breathe. Good. Try it for a little bit, asshole. That's where I'm at. Put your fucking mask on. Anyway, I really angry. Remember, zero fucks. Zero fucks. So, woo-hoo!
Life is
a happy June. Well, Juneteenth's coming up. Let's see what happens then.
I said to Joseph, I was like, one, Gay Pride Month is canceled. Gay Wrath Month is on.
Gay Wrath.
4th of July is canceled. Juneteenth is elevated. So yeah, there it is. I say so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm in charge. I have declared it.
You see that?
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, I do see that. That's thing that is existing.
33. If you're keeping track.
All right. So let's talk about happy things.
Couple happy things. Catherine had a fun little Zoom birthday party.
Yeah, she did such a good job of leading everybody in the arts and crafts.
Right? I was like, you need a little YouTube page. We did practice it, and she does talk to herself on video a lot. So we did practice it once before everyone got on so that she could lead that.
You weren't shocked that she did amazingly, but.
Yeah. So,
she did such a good job of leading the arts and crafts. I was so impressed with her.
She did.
Hostess. I mean, honestly. She kept checking in with the different guests and like
Catherine did.
Yes, she did.
Just like her mommy, huh? Bouncing back and forth, making sure everyone was happy. So how was Granny? Was she overbearing at all? Nothing more than usual.
Exactly that.
Jacob, be quiet. I can't hear Catherine.
Yes. Oh my goodness, my utterly ridiculous Gish review for notebooks got approved for
Amazon. You'll have to share that in the group.
Sure, I was gonna get declined. Okay, so
we never finished our Gish conversation. We definitely have to talk about Catherine getting hit by a cake.
Yes, we do. All right, so this is the beginning of it. I don't have the whole thing right here, but I wrote, I'm not lying when I say these are life-changing. I have never bought anything on Amazon that has made me happier than this. I am a tutor, and when my students see my sweet stack of notebooks, they go from thinking I'm lame to thinking I'm totally hip. And it keeps going. I said, I went from zero person with notebooks to hero person with many notebooks. And I thought for sure was getting declined, and it was approved.
Oh, I love it so hard. I love it. I need to take a screenshot of that and like share it on social media so your review goes viral.
I thought for sure that it was getting declined because it was so over the top, and now it's on there.
Yeah, I love it. So I saw the throw a virtual birthday party. I was like, motherfucker, I already did that today. God damn it. I should have read all these 4 hours ago. I could have done half of them in that fucking birthday party. But it was like, literally like fake a birthday party, but you have to socially distantly celebrate it by throwing whatever cake or cupcake you buy and a present at the birthday person 12 feet away. So we still had Catherine's half of that fucking cake, Maggie, of that beautiful Elsa cake. So it's a week old. So it's like fucking hard as a rock.
Right. And so you're not losing anything.
Right. So I was like, Scott, I need you to help me. We put Catherine in the middle of the yard. I was like, I need to be artsy with this just a little bit. I need you to do this and this. And so then I introduced the video, and I wanted a better shot of the cake because it was like so beautiful. But Scott just fucking chucked it at her. And that's when you hear me go, and he did hit her with it. And she did end up like cry laugh. Like she started laughing and then was like shrieking in pain. I was like, well, I have to edit that down a little bit. I don't need an injured 6-year-old in my video. But when she saw the video, she keeps asking to watch it because she thinks it's so funny.
It's so funny.
I did one of my funniest gish items I've ever done, too. Like
Your cat one was pretty on point. It was good.
It's so bad. No, I meant the scream coloring.
Oh, yes. That was excellent. Excellent.
I was like, this is art. So I put Papa Roach on my phone. So it's like, cut my life into pieces. And I just take a pencil and I'm like, and then I go, and it's delightful. It belongs in a fucking museum. It's art.
It is good. I loved it. But it looked like a lot of people on the team had a lot of fun. So
it did. It looked like a lot of people on our team had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was delightful. That was good.
Oh, man.
Anything else I wanted to add about that?
I should put that video of Catherine like on our page so people can see it and laugh.
They would definitely enjoy it.
Yeah.
Since we're on positive topics.
That's what we're on.
I started watching She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Ooh. So happy.
Nice.
I'm so happy. Look. Nice. You don't understand. Look, you don't understand.
Yes, we do. We both watched it.
I'm talking to your listeners. They need to get it together and watch the show. It's amazing.
You remember at PenguinCon last year, 2019, the last one that happened, my friend Emily asked me to identify whether the princesses and She-Ra were tops or bottoms. And I did that for like a solid 3 minutes.
No, that's amazing.
So, yeah, we might have to make Shannon look that back up because...
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I just, like, went through. Like, I was like, Catra, top. Like, I just was like, bam, bam, bam. All right. I got really high and ordered gourmet cookies online.
You texted me and I was like, I approve. I approve of your high.
They came yesterday.
Oh, man. I've been dreaming of those damn macaroons from Miami, too. I should order some more.
Yeah, you should order some of those. Those
but
are
I have a little bit of spending money, so.
But, yeah. I got lemon cookies and peanut butter chocolate chip and chocolate chip with pretzels, which turned out to be the best ones.
Did you get, like, a variety pack or just, like, a box each?
I got 3 dozen cookies.
Do I get a taste test tomorrow?
Why the fuck not?
Well, you can't actually have any of the chocolate chip pretzel because
they're gone.
They're gone. We had less of those than up the other ones.
Yes. Yeah. We actually had, I actually had 2.5 dozen cookies, but I maybe took the last one of those and hid it in my drawer because I wanted it because I paid for those cookies.
You shouldn't have told me that because that cookie is dead.
We started watching Space Force last night. It is
was delightful. It good?
Yeah, I think it's delightful. If you like Steve Carell and
that
type of humor, they definitely poke fun at the entire administration and the POTUS, and they have that angry new senator from New York as a main character. And so AOC, Chuck Schumer, and some other higher ranking female. I can't tell if it's supposed to be Pelosi or not. I don't know. So they have, like, you know, all major players kind of in it. And it's funny. I'm enjoying it so far. The cast is outstanding. Like, fucking John Malkovich. What's his face from Parks and Rec? The twins? The guy? John Ralphio? John Ralphio's in it. He's the social media manager for Space Force. There's a lot of really great people. There's the Joint Chiefs of Staff are like Jane Lynch, Patrick Walburn, Dietrich Bader, you know, all these really iconic, like, deadpan hilarious people. They're all sitting around the table making fun of Steve, the new Space Force commander. So it's been good. They're like 35 minutes long, and I kind of just want to rip through them, but I also want to watch it with Scott. So, you know how that goes sometimes when you wait for a spouse to watch something.
I don't, because Ashley will just watch it without me. I don't, she won't wait. And then she tries to lie to me about it. And if you've ever met my wife, she is the worst liar on the goddamn planet. She is terrible at it.
I mean, I don't mind, like, power watching it and then going back. Like, I'll do that shit too. Oh, yeah, no. What were you gonna say, Maggie?
The other thing too, though, is like when you share an account, like, you can tell where they are in the series.
Right.
So I also shared Winnie the Pooh with my niece for the first time.
Yay.
And she loves it.
Nice. Did you sing her the Tigger song?
Yeah. I was singing along with it, and she goes.
Covers
both of her ears and, like, sticks her jaw out at me.
Right. I did not authorize singing during story time. You have to file 3 forms and get prior approval for that.
And it can only be Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
That's right.
I taught Catherine alternative words to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Would you like to hear them?
I would.
Of course we would.
And she, when we used to sing, it was Catherine's favorite song. And she'd be like, sing me your version, Mommy. So, because I didn't want her singing lies. So we know what the stars are, so why they're not diamonds, we don't need to wonder what they are. We know what they are. So it was like, twinkle twinkle little star, now I know just what you are, up above the world so high, a fiery gaseous ball in the sky. Twinkle twinkle little star, now I know just what you are. And I always said, like, a fiery gaseous ball in the sky. So I always put some oomph in that part.
Sometimes red shift, sometimes blue. Depends on where you're going to.
Oh, look at Joseph. Extra points for the red and blue dwarfs. Oh, now his wheels are turning. I see it.
I am. Actually, I've been thinking about this really hard. What have you done to me?
I thinking about the other day, you know how, like, you know, Ring Around the Rosies about the plague?
Yeah.
And there was, like, another song Catherine was singing, and I was like, are you sure you know what you're singing over there?
Is it Hickory Dickory Dock?
No, I forget what it is now. I probably shouldn't have even brought it up, but I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. Ignore me. Move along, sir. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Because if it's London Bridge, I'm pretty sure that one's about two guys having, you know what, never mind.
Never thought of it that way. Bow, bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Another delightful internet. There's just such good Twitter content right now.
Mm-hmm.
The White House went on lockdown? Wait, why doesn't the president invite them in, hear what they have to say, and make a deal? Because, you know, that was his advice to the governor of Michigan when armed anti-government militia stormed the state house.
With guns. Yeah.
So that's what armed means.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair. Yeah.
Armed with guns. You could be armed with knives. Very big ones. Armed with swords.
I did love all those. Several
years ago.
That was several years ago.
It feels like several years ago, right?
Several weeks.
That was
wait, no, last,
few weeks ago.
Last week. That was last week.
That was a couple weeks ago.
I did like those pictures of people who put giant dongs in their hands instead of the guns.
I did love those too.
Yeah.
Talking about good things in the world.
The white supremacists with tongs in their hands.
Trump turned off the lights at the White House. And the only other time in history that has happened was when a president has died. So I was like, yes!
Really excited.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not like the white smokestack. So.
But that's what I thought.
Right?
Oh,
you can't even get that right.
Done fucked up.
Done fucked up. Man, we guys are looking beat.
We are, because the tiny terrorist woke us up very early, so.
I've been awake for 16 hours. I'm very tired.
Well, I'm going to give you a gummy and you're going to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to sleep real good.
But not here. You're going to go to
this bed's real comfy though. You might stay.
You guys are just perpetuating the rumors. You know?
We're just very close.
Yeah, exactly.
You are. It's amazing. I honestly wish I had like similar relationships with my siblings.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm going to just jump in here. This is really important. Maggie worked really hard not to fuck me up. She worked really hard to have a good relationship with me. So mad credit to her.
Thanks.
It's true.
Mom reminded me of a story that I'd forgotten about.
Oh, no.
What a delight. So when I was in high school, Joseph brutally made fun of my acne because it was very bad. It's okay. But like at the time, I was like, I'm not going to do that to him when he goes through that because it's coming. He's got the same genes. But what I did make fun of was his changing voice when it was, right? So, my cousin Steve, you know, the one who I performed his wedding back in March, is 2 years younger than Joseph. And so when Joe's voice started changing, Steve and I were both like, and Joseph goes, don't make fun of my puberty.
Don't make fun of my puberty. I will love it.
It's perfect. It's so good.
I believe that needs to be like on a t-shirt somewhere.
Don't make fun of my puberty.
That would be a good t-shirt.
Yeah, I love it. I bought myself this shirt. Where is it? Because this is what I bought myself.
2021, please make it stop. Oh my God, please make it stop. 2020.
Oh my God, please make it stop. 2020.
Yeah.
That's my political shirt for the year.
Oh, we should talk about our Facebook group real fast.
Oh, yeah, we can do that and then wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah. So there's been a lot of little, like, positivity groups popping up in the community. A lot of people are getting wined. As you know, Maggie is in a wine group. Did we say I got wined? Did we talk about that?
No, I got
wined. I got wined on your behalf.
Yeah.
So I'm saving the wine for Maggie. We ate all the snacks. Sorry.
That's fine.
I dove right into those gushers. Like, they were mine, man. And I'm not joking about that. That's for real. Very cute basket because it was the week of Catherine's birthday. So they had like little gifts in it for her. It was like a mommy and me basket. It was really fun. So in addition to that, one of our friends, like, she didn't want people driving to her house. And so she's like, can we start like an Amazon group? I was like, yeah, let's start like a random acts of Amazon group. And the first one we in got out of control real quick. Like, it's over 400 people. And I'm like, like, I gifted a few times. And I'm like, this is out of control. So our good friend Ginger started a second one that I invited Maggie to. And like some really awesome ladies, like, I invited like 8 friends and 7 of them joined. Capped at 100 people. It's just a random acts of Amazon group with ladies in it. And, it's just been really positive and everyone is just like stress shopping for each other. So like when we're all having rough days, we just start pounding away on Amazon, gifting each other. So it's been a lot of fun. And we missed bingo tonight. Totally forgot, of course, unfortunately. So, but yeah, it finally capped out at 100 people today. I think my friend Mauricia was like literally the last person to join the group. So
yeah, so there's 100 person limit and nobody else is getting in now.
Yeah.
So. I have not gifted yet because I just spent $1,100 getting my air conditioning in my car fixed.
Right.
So. And also getting high and buying cookies.
Yeah. So there's no requirements. It's, you know, it's just a positive group of women who like to shop. One of the girls actually makes t-shirts for a living. So a bunch of us are getting Real Housewives of Amazon Prime shirts. I bought 4, like bought myself one. And then I was like, I'm gifting 3, whoever wants one that can't afford one right now, like claim it. So, that happened $63 later. But yeah, you know, yeah, my one friend that just joined, she's actually unemployed right now. I was like, girl, get your list on and we will shower you in love. Cause she struggles with mental health issues and has had a tough year. So I'm like, get in this group, get some love, like give when you can, like, you know, don't feel obligated. Cause there's a lot of women in here with some extra income that just love spending it on people. So, just, yeah, it's been, I think that group's been a lot more positive than the other one.
Yeah.
So, and then now we're starting to talk to each other and get to know each other. So.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that in that group, yeah. Getting to know people. I mean, that was part of what I liked about Random Acts of Amazon. And it's actually really funny for me because this is my second random Amazon group that I'm on Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing everybody go through that thing that I went through 7 years ago when I first joined Random Acts of Amazon.
Right.
And like got addicted to it and was all like, right? So it's actually pretty funny to see everybody like go through this thing that I experienced. And yeah. Like I'm enjoying that part.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but Krupa's in it. Maggie Two's in it. I added one of Jenny's. I call Catherine Jenny all the time. Oh. All the time.
That's not her name.
Jenny is Shannon's sister.
Yeah, but I would never confuse my daughter with my sister.
I raised my sister, so that memory track in my head for chastising young children is to have Jenny come out of my mouth.
Yeah, but I accidentally confuse my wife with my sister because
that happened today too.
Multiple times.
What was it? One of Catherine's friend's moms, who's a lawyer, lives around the corner from me. She is new to the area, has no friends. I'm like, she's in this group. I'm like, I added all these really cool ladies, Mandy, our friend Rachel Cameron, who just moved back from abroad. She's getting a divorce. So I just added a bunch of really, really great ladies who could use some extra love right now. And I think all of them but one accepted. So I'm excited. I'm excited to have some really great friends in there with me.
That's good.
Yeah. So, because now I can just buy for more people than Ginger and Laura and Kelly. Anyway. All right. So, yeah. Random X Amazon. If you want me to send you gifts, just send me a tweet. Send me your Amazon list.
You got me the running thing I wore. You got me my run vest.
Yes. Yes.
It looks amazing, by the way.
I don't need you to get hit on those country roads at night. Okay. So,
yeah, sad story.
And I'm so excited you got those Harry Potter brushes. Like, that was fun. Oh, yeah, Deb. Join Deb. I invited Deb. So, she needs some women friends. And I thought, like, you know, she could slyly mention what she does here and there.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Which she was able to today because someone's like, what do y'all do? So, she's like, I'm a recruiter. For an international exchange student company. And I was like,
that's wonderful. Yes.
So, which, by the way, we have a lot of schools saying they're not going to take students this year, including Ann Arbor area schools. And they're one of our biggest placement districts. So, our girl was approved by Brighton. So, pending that she still can get here. You know, we'll have a student from Joseph, Finland.
I love Finnish.
I know.
Some of them.
And she kind of looks like me, so I think she'll fit right in. So, anyway. All right, on that amazing note, we ended up going a full episode. Wah, wah.
It's okay.
That's okay.
It was good. There was a lot of important shit to talk about. And we brought out some positivity also. So I think we did a beautiful job. We are beautiful humans.
Yeah. You guys go to bed, get some sleep. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, Shannon's coming over tomorrow.
Yeah. And our chillins are going to hang out and play together.
Going to have a great time.
Because they love each other so much.
I know, it's so cute.
All right, I know this isn't you guys because you're a Gryffindor and you're a Slytherin, but I've done like 30 internet things of the week, but here's my other one. I was going to post this online, but it just felt really inappropriate now. So I'm so relieved that our Ravenclaw trait of wit is not necessarily quick wit, because I often think of the perfect comebacks to my arguments much months later. And I was like, oh, how dare you attack me with this? Yes, right? It's wit, not quick wit.
Yes, I'm very witty.
I am. I'm so witty. I'm slow witty.
Slow witty. Awesome. You want to close us out?
You have anything that you would like to promote? Maybe your bite or anything?
I don't want to promote me real quick. There's this author I love. Her name is Elia Dawn Johnson. She writes YA fiction for POC Boys and Girls. She's dope as hell. Go check her out. The Summer Prince is the name of like her like first big novel. I highly recommend you check it out.
The Summer Currents by what's her name again?
Elia Dawn Johnson.
Elia Dawn Johnson.
I'm going to promote reading essays and books by Roxane Gay. She is an icon. Mm-hmm. But that's heavier. So just so you know what you're getting into. But like, yeah, I'm promoting Roxane Gay today. And Shannon is promoting Nicole.
Oh, yes. Today I am promoting my friend's daughter, Nicole, from her Instagram, and it's a really weird name and I always have to go back and look at it. Her art Instagram is artist artist icnam. And her name is Nicole. She's a 17-year-old artist from Detroit and going off to U of M in the fall. And she's just like self-taught, man. She does amazing portraits and work. And she actually does a lot of painting on clothing as well. So check her out on Instagram. And then one other plug, I love TikTok. So join TikTok and follow some really great Black creators. There's a lot of cosplayers on TikTok, a lot of dancers, a lot of artists. So just go find them and follow them and just give them your love. That's all you got to do. 10 minutes a day. Just scroll through TikTok.
Like Joseph's friend said,
like them.
It is that easy.
It is that easy.
It is that easy. So,
yeah. Just go be present and support our Black brothers and sisters. So.
All right. Well, find us on social media and interact with us. And if you're having a hard time with life right now, or like, if you are one of our listeners who is a person of color, we can do anything to lift your voice right now. Please let us know. Like, Just tell us what you need from us, and we are happy to do that for you.
Yeah. So. Do you want to be on and have 13 other people hear you? That is great. We'd love to have you on. But yeah, let us know what we can do, because we are here as your allies to support in any way that we can.
And if not, like, I'm still watching everybody's stuff. Like, I'm still seeing everybody's content online. So, like, I'm reading everything everybody is writing. So, anyway, find us, interact with us, That More Thing, or you can tweet me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode
238.
That number of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I hear the doctor standing over me, screaming, I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying here, naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we scream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me?